Sensation on 2 for you today.
Jessica, with you on 2.
Just a question. I have Yadeve 1463 to hand over to Andre as requested in DPC. Just wanted to make sure that we were all in the same expected config since it is a little bit different than standard. I found 1463 in the offload Yadeve position, but it's not connected. So basically, we have nothing connected in the offload Yadeve position. Is that expected?
That is what we were expecting.
Okay. Good to know that we are in sync with you then. I'll bring this down to Andre.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Station Houston on 2 for any available crew member.
Yeah, Anil on 2.
Hey, Anil, we see the SMTCS has disconnected since that's only one we have in the Russian segment. If you don't mind heading over there and giving it a reboot and checking its status, that would be appreciated.
Do that now.
Station Houston for Anil.
Houston, station on 2 wanted to close the loop that the PCS is working now.
Yeah, Neil, we heard the report on Space to Ground 1. I tried to grab you before you went into the Russian segment, but I think that morning coffee made you a little too fast for me. Copy gymnastics.
An airlock on 2.
Jessica, with you on 2?
Yeah, I'm in step 12 of the post-CVA deconfig procedure, and I just wanted to double-check. I also have my Valsalva and my Fresnel lenses still in here, so I trashed the Valsalva. One of the Fresnel lenses came from my personal ECOC. The other one was one that I had borrowed from the general stowage up here, so I'm assuming that general one I should put back in its stowage location in the airlock. Is that a correct understanding?
That seems the most logical answer to me as well, but you can do that, and then we'll check with EVA when they get in later today.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks. Houston, station on 2 for H2 self-check.
With you on 2.
At 1.1, I have a pressure around 500 in the bottle. The bottle's serial number is 005.
That's a good serial number, and we copy the report. Thank you.
You're welcome. Houston, station on 2 for H2 filter.
With you on 2.
Here we go in step 2.1.
We are go.
Copy go. Station on 2 for hydrogen sensor.
With you on 2.
I'm in step 2.8, so I've already closed the drift check kit. The valve is closed and looking for your go in 2.8.
And you are going step 2 to the point.
All right, thanks, Eddie.
I'm still station Gem Cam 2. Welcome aboard.
Good morning, Anil. That view looks good to us.
Station on 2 for hydrogen sensor.
With you on 2, Jessica.
I'd say the bottle now on step 3.5 is probably reading around 450 for serial number 005.
Copy, 450.
Station on the deuce for 2.2, differential pressure gauge shows 0.
Good morning, Anil. We copy that good number, and you are go to open data hatch.
Awesome, always good to talk to you. Will do. Scuba station for 2.003, step 3.1.
And Anil, we verify that step 3.1 gem airlock is nominal. You are go to proceed.
Thank you. Go to proceed.
And one more thing, that could you tilt down a bit the camera view to have the entire hardware in the field of view? Thanks, Anil. Good to
Scuba station on the deuce completed at step 6.3.
Good copy. Thanks.
Houston station Jax 2 for step 301.02 of cargo Cygnus to track.
Where were we on to?
At the final location, 1.0 CTV serial number 5129 is already about 90% full. No chance to benefit all 74 of these TOCA analysis packets into that. I could split them up, 10 or 15 in there, put the rest somewhere else, or for the mall somewhere else. Standing by for your guides.
And Jack, is there room in the outside of that CTB in that locker?
Not for all 74, no. You take something out and make room for it, or a different location.
All right, Jack, ISO's looking into it. You can temp stow that while they're looking into it and just keep pressing.
All right, good work. Still station on 2 for Nanorack Dexter.
I'm with you on 2.
I'm not seeing a connector cap for J13 on the Exeter, so I'm thinking I can put caps on tape over the connector, if you agree.
Very firm, you can do that. Yep, we see. Thank you. Station 0412 for Neil. Just want to make sure that you get that Exeter that you tent stowed into Merlin 3 as soon as you can.
Copy, I'll get into Merlin now.
Thank you, sir. And, Anil, we think you opened the wrong Merlin. Merlin 3 has been conditioned for the Exeter, and that is located at Gem Forward 1, Bravo 1.
Okay, I'm glad you're watching. I don't see it. Just FYI, I don't see it on the stow track, so feedback on that is appreciated.
Yeah, sorry about that. It is a separate activity on your timeline, but just a little sliver, so it could be missed. So we're watching. That's why we have eyes on you.
Great, thank you. Huntsville, station on 2, just confirming Merlin 3 at the Forward 1 location.
A-firm.
Station Houston on 2 for Neil.
With you on 2.
Yeah, I want to say for the TOCA bag, see if it'll fit in Lab 1 overhead. Sorry, this is for Jack. I said Neil. Sorry.
No worries. We're easily confused.
I could tell you apart by the hat and the belt buckle, so we're good.
I like it.
Station Houston 2 for Jack and the TOCA bags.
Yes.
Yes, sir. See if that TOCA bag will fit in Lab 1 Overhead 5 Deck 2.
I think I heard Lab Overhead 5 Deck 2, and I'm not sure what that means.
Locker Delta 2.
Delta 2 locker is the checks with all the medication. I'm pretty sure that's full. I can check. Do you want to put the TOCA stuff in the medication locker?
Yeah, we just want it in the vicinity, and that's fine if it's in that locker, but if you have another locker in that area that you have a suggestion for, we'll take it.
Delta 2's pretty full as well. I mean, there's a chance I could split them up and go 50-50, one in Golf 2, one in Delta 2. Looks like there's enough space in Bravo 2.
We'll take it.
So, station on the deuce for 2.10.
Go ahead.
Do you like the ITSI in bubble wrap? And then in the foam box, I see there's an extra bubble wrap in there, but I don't see it on the procedure.
Yeah, Neil, you can put that in the bubble wrap and then in the foam box. Copy, thumbs up.
Huntsville station on the deuce for connector caps on the external platform.
I'm listening.
I am short a metal cap for J43 on the external platform, so I was going to use Kapton tape again, unless you want me to hunt down one of these. They seem to be generic.
You're going to use Kapton. That's okay. That view looks good, Anil.
Houston station, Jack. 2, step 3, 03, decimal 02, sickness of those, okay.
With the on 2.
Help me understand the bigger picture here. It's telling me to take 15 individual ear pods out of their the bag that's holding all 15 of them and then put them loose back into the CTB. My guess is that is just going to make a mess of 15 small loose items floating around that are going to float out. Any issue if I just leave them in their Ziploc where they're contained and stowed tightly?
No issues with that.
Thanks.
And Jack, while I got you, for step 302.08, the intent there is to stow it in the Papa 3 location. So we think Delta 2 locker has some room for that step. Sorry, 302.06 and 07.
Okay, so 43 Delta 2, is that what you said?
That's a good read back. You could also
Delta
try...
Delta 2, I'll have a look.
Yeah, you could also try Delta 1 if that's, if there's no room in Delta 2.
I will try Delta 2 and then Delta 1, thanks. To station, step 303.03.
We're with you.
I just want to talk this one out loud. You guys are having me take the iPad out of the outer bubble bag, and I presume based on the next step, so that's so we can fit more into the 1.0 CTV. The challenge I'm struggling with is that that inner bag is not labeled. You can kind of see the serial number through the bubble wrap bag, but I'm just trying to understand what the best answer is here to have a well-labeled but small package, so to speak, and I'm just curious what you guys think.
And Jack, here, I see what you're doing there. I don't know if that's going to take too much work to do that individually, but you have the right idea. The whole goal is to eliminate excess bags, so what you're doing there works for us, as long as it doesn't take you too long. And just to be clear,
I think that's the right answer, though. I think future me is going to hate.
Yeah, I was going to say the intent, and we're going to confirm with Pluto when they get in, is when they ask you to pull an iPad out, they'll just ask to pull one and then report the serial number, so it's not diving for a specific serial number when you go grab it.
Okay. I think I'm just going to put them in the label bags for now, just in case. I don't think it'll take too long, and I think having a well-labeled bag is always better than not, so it shouldn't take too long.
We trust your eyes and ears up there, so do what makes sense.
So, station on the deuce for lens cover.
Hey, Neil, we're with you on two.
Trying to resolve the picture procedure and getting on the lens cover, removing the bracket, I think needs to happen is the lens cover needs to go on to the Blue Optica device direct, which means the bracket needs to come off next. To remove the bracket, it says remove 8 screws, which I've done, but I believe I have to remove the additional 8 screws that are holding it to this plate. So I think what I should do is remove 16 screws, keep them captive on the plate by not removing them all the way, remove the black bracket, put on the lens cover, and separate the whole thing, which is a little bit of a delta from the picture and the procedure.
Alright, second. Alright, Anil, we've been following along best we can, but figure 4, those 8 screws, we think you've already loosened them. There might be one that's still a little bit tight, but theoretically, if you loosen those 8 screws, you should be able to pull Optica down. Those 8 hold Optica to the panel, and then the next 8 that you loosen hold the bracket down.
Okay, thanks for the help. I see where we're going.
No problem, that's why we're here.
So, station on the deuce.
No, this.
Just checking if you also wanted me to cover this edge with bubble wrap, or if this would be a sufficient bubble wrap if I secured it.
If you can cover it with bubble wrap, that's fine, but as long as you think it's secured, we're good with that too. We'll leave it up to you.
I'll take the step to cover it.
Station Houston on 2 for any available crew member.
I work for the government. I'm here to help.
Hey, Jack, just want to consult with you guys on one item. For your TOCA run that's later today, we're going to need to basically take down PWD for about 15 minutes. So we want to know a good time for that. We can either do it now so you can do your TOCA run on time, or if you want to do your TOCA run later and preserve PWD for the next 15 minutes until midday meal, we can move your toco run to later. So just want your point of view on that.
Yeah, why don't we give you a call after lunch, and then you guys can take down PWD after that, and then we'll just push toco to the right if that will work for you.
It works for us if it works for you. So just give us a call when you're ready for that, and we'll take care of it.
That's good. We'll give you a call in an hour, hour and a half or so, and let you
know. Thank you, Jack.
Anil, right at the top of the bill of your cap, there's a free-floating boat. By the way, it's right above the itsy phone case now. It's at the aft wall, closer to the deck. Right next to the cobalt brick. Do you see the cobalt brick now? You're closer. Again, warmer. Yes, over in that area is where it went. Should be behind that Ziploc bag. That one, yeah, that one is where it went. Look at you. See, it's just a fun little scavenger hunt we sometimes go on.
I think we invented a new space game.
You win.
She hadn't spotted that one. I mean, that could have taken me a year to find. Thank you.
You got it.
Would you recommend I pull all these non-captive boats and just put them in a Ziploc bag, or do you want me to leave them captive while I remove these plates?
Yeah, no, you can put those in a bag, keep them all together, make it easier. Station Huntsville on 2 for Anil. Can we get you to bubble wrap that top plate if you did not? We don't want it to hurt you or anyone else.
You'll do. I was going to take off the side and kind of do a group bubble wrap. I do have it out of the way, and I warned everyone about it, and the top is bubble wrap. But if you'd like, I could just take a pause, bubble wrap it now, and do them serially.
Yeah, Neil, we've talked about it, and we need you to go ahead and bubble wrap it. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Safety Ground 2 for Anil and Nanorax.
On the juice.
Hey there, Anil. Just giving you some contacts for the remainder of this activity. Once you're done with step 3, the remainder of that cleanup and stow through step 4, you can do at any point today just to give you some extra flexibility with lunch and your upcoming conference. Additionally, the non-captive fastness that you have in that Ziploc bag, that can simply go back into the 1.0 CTP you gathered for these ops. And copy the location. You can just put that
sweet.
Whenever you're
sounds
doing
like
the
plan. Okie doke. It'll all work out. I think I'll get this done soon.
Cover that, and we appreciate all the hard work on this.
Houston Station, Jack's on the deuce. You're go to take down portable water bus as required for TOCA setup.
And Jack, we copy all. It'll be about 20 minutes or so. We'll get back to you once water is back online.
Awesome. Thanks very much.
Thank
I'm Substation Jack's on the deuce for go for Moki vacuuming.
We are with you on the deuce, Jack. You are go in step 1. Additionally, if you don't mind giving us a report of the LED status and that the fans are blowing normally once you've been cleaning, we'd appreciate it.
Hold it.
I'm Substation Jack for Mochi.
Go for Mochi.
Fan sound is normal. The power data J1 symbol green LED is lit, and the Mochi diagnostic strip, all 8 LEDs are green.
We copy the 8 strips, 8 LEDs in the strips are green. And Jack, what was that first one you reported again?
On the back side where the power data J1 plug is, there's an LED back here that's lit green as well.
Copy all. We appreciate that report. And while you're there, whenever you're done with the tank cleaning, do you mind doing a quick check on Milfi 1 for us? If they were 1, we think the latch might not be fully closed.
Oh, I see it. It is not closed. I will close it for you.
Much obliged, sir. Station on full space to ground 2 for Anil. If you are go to step into your PMC, no need to finish out the remainder of step 3. We'll pack up later about it. Copy okay?
Station Houston on 2, no response required. Potable bus is back online. You guys are go to get some water. Station Houston on 2 for Jack and Toka.
Jack, please.
Hey, Jack, just wanted to catch you while we had you on the video feed there. The portable bus is back online, so we're actually ready to start Toka when you are.
All right, PWD, HPWD are go, and I'm go for my Toka activity.
Good readback.
Unique station, Sophie and 2 for set 1, decimal 1.
Bonjour, Sophie. Go ahead, I'm 2.
Hello, looking for your go in step 1.1.
Copy. We'll start the commanding of the smoke detector disabling. If you could please stand by for 1. And for your awareness, we see the live video on the Cole camcorder as part of the recording. The view is excellent, and we're waving right back at you.
Okay, thanks for your feedback.
Station Munich on 2 for Sophie.
Go ahead, on 2.
Sophie, the commanding is complete, and the smoke detectors are disabled. So with that, before you push on, we actually have a CAPCOM here in Munich who would like to speak with you. So I'll briefly hand her over to Huss here on Space to Ground 2.
All right.
Bonjour, Sophie. Hey, you got Huss here in Munich.
Hi, Huss. I immediately recognized your voice. That's so great to hear from you. I hope you really enjoyed Munich.
I am having a great time here. They stopped letting me talk to you from Houston, so I had to make a special trip just to get back on the radio with you.
That's amazing. Thank you very much. I'm sure all of the crewmates are also super happy to hear your voice. But yeah, great to hear from you. Hope you're having a good time there and enjoy Europe.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure following your mission. Congratulations. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Neil. No response required, but if you are taking those photos and want to wave the ones in step 4.2, they are nice to have and not required.
That's really nice, I guess. They're all done, so we are squared away. I'll put them on the same SSC for you.
Copy that, Neil. We appreciate it. Yeah, we follow along with you, bubble wrapping, and we're trying to time it right, but appreciate those photos, then.
No problemo.
You think I'll walk on to you for storage?
Go ahead.
I just wanted to report I out in the stow track, but I just wanted to make sure that EVA was aware for tracking. I know the failed EHDC and the failed planar reflector are planned on being sent home, I think, on SpaceX 35. They're currently in CTP 3.0 CTP 5060, and that is stowed according to SOTRAC, but I just wanted to point out there are also a couple other items in there, and I'm not sure whether or not those were supposed to be left in there. There is a ETVCG cable clamp 1003 connected to an ETVCG cable tie down and a Whiskey 4289 cable that has a WAP end and a J1P1 end. And then there's a second Ziploc in there that contains another Whiskey 4289 cable, and that Ziploc is labeled EXTHT HD camera port Ethernet serial number 1005. So basically, there are still some extra cables in there, and I'm not sure if those are supposed to, I'm assuming those are supposed to stay on board, but I just wanted to make sure that EVA was tracking that those are still in the 3.0.
Okay, Jessica, copy all, a bunch of other items in that 3.0 CTB. We will take your words going forward, and we'll get back to you on if we need to change anything. Appreciate the feedback.
Okay, sure thing, and for reference, that note is in step 9.14 of the STOTRAC summer EVA tool STO activity.
Copy, step 9.14, or sorry, 9.14, we'll take a look at that note, thank you.
So, station, the two Snarax.
With you on two, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm wondering if I missed a step in the procedure, but I've got the back plate in the foam, and I'm ready to stow it, but it seems like there should be something over this part.
And copy, Neil, we're checking. And Neil Huntsville is back with you on, too.
So the reason why there's not any additional covers or bubble wrap is that we're trying to save on bubble wrap and packing resources. That piece of foam can be secured on top with some Kevton tape if you'd like per your preference, but there's no additional covers besides that piece you have in your hand required. Copy, okay. And once you get that stowed away, that will wrap us up here. Appreciate the extra work, and we'll just keep an eye out for that sealed member of the CTV you gather at some point.
Okay. Thanks for all your help and catching the loose screws and pointing me in the right direction with the Merlin.
Happy to help anytime.
Telecom 2, first stowage question.
Go ahead on 2.
Yeah, a question if you've got EVA on console. I'm in step 10.36 of the stow track, and it tells me to stow an EVA wipe in node 1 S4 aft. That's a really difficult to reach location. I have to basically move the whole galley table to rotate that rack back. And I know that we have some other EVA wipes stowed in the airlock. There's definitely some room, for example, in airlock 1, deck 1, Bravo 1. And I'm also about to stow the wipe caddy. And the wipe caddy is going to PMM 1, deck 4, so it's pretty deep in PMM. It's currently empty, but I was wondering if I could either put wipes in there, since it is a wipe caddy, or leave them somewhere else rather than put them in node 1, deck 4.
Okay, Jessica, we copy your question. Checking.
And a correction on that, Matt. There's actually 3 wipes, and 2 of them actually were originally in this wipe caddy because I took them out when I used it for the AMS task. So I guess I would just say I would have put at least 2 of these back in the wipe caddy, if not all 3.
Copy. Yeah, that makes total sense. Just give us a minute or two while we check on that and get back to you.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica.
Yeah.
Hey, Jessica, appreciate the patience. For now, let's leave the wipes in the mesh bag. Hopefully, we'll have an answer to your question on those specifically by the end of the day. So we'll skip 10.36 and 10.37 in stow track.
Okay, I've got those temps stowed for now, and I realized I had to move on to my next activity for now anyway. So, yeah, then no problem. We can revisit that later today. Thank you.
Cool. Sounds like a plan.
Consultation on 2, first interval.
We are with you on 2, Jessica.
Hey, just double-checking for the big picture. I know I did fix this one earlier. You're looking for me to just put this on the outside of the MSRR door, not opening it up as if we were configuring Kermit?
We're double-checking.
Okay, and I have a lab cam 2 set up for you.
Copy lab cam 2. We'll get that view routed. Jessica, we're back with you. Excellent field of view, and we love where it's positioned. You're good to go. Copy, thumbs up. Jessica Hunsel is back with you on 2. Quick adjustment for the hardware. If you can take the lock knobs and rotate them so that they are parallel with the white line so they're being striped up properly, we need them to be in the locked position. Yep, and that will be for both P1 and P2. Looks great, Jessica. Thank you very much.
Hunsel station on 2.
Go ahead on 2.
Just looking for the big picture, is this going to be something that we're leaving out? Because then I will route it carefully. If it's just a temporary thing for this activity, then I'll just, you know, do a temp.
Copy all, Jessica. Big picture, essentially, we're keeping this up temporarily just to do some checkouts. You had done some previous troubleshooting on this hardware. So we'll need that field of view and the hardware for 2 hours today. You have a scheduled teardown activity when everything's going to be put away. So no need to make it a too well secured, just a temp job will do.
Sensation tracks on 2, Cygnus stowage, stow track line 405.
Go ahead.
Line 405 has me throw away 5 batteries. In that half CTV, there's a 6th battery labeled power tool battery, serial number 1044. Interrogative, should I trash this as well?
Copy. Found extra 6th battery. We're checking.
Consultation on 2 for Cintrop.
With you on 2, Jessica. One quick field of view adjustment. You can zoom out a little bit. We do want to see the both of the pumps and the screen in the view.
How does that look?
Looks fantastic. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Consultation, I go back to Jack.
Go ahead.
to find 5 batteries in that HAT-CTV, and I found 7. And I told you about the 7th one is labeled DeWalt battery pack unit, serial number.
And Jack, if you can hear me, can you hold off for a second? We're getting some ratty comms, so we're not copying everything. Stand by. And Jack, with you on 2 again, if you can repeat your last. And yeah, we think that ratty comm might be related to a ground issue, but we're going to investigate that one. And we got as far as the 6th battery. You can pick up from there.
Okay, copy. Just so I'm saying it all at once. In that half CTV, serial number 1175, I'm supposed to find 5 batteries. I found 7. The 6th battery is identical to the 5 I was supposed to find at the DeWalt battery pack, serial number 008. It's just not on that list there, and I'm wondering if I have trashed that as well. And the 7th battery I found is labeled power tool battery, and that's serial number 1044. I can give you a part number or barcode if you want it.
And Jack, no need for part number, and we'll get you an answer shortly for both those batteries. Appreciate it.
Houston Station, Jack, I'm 2 Cygnus Cargo, line 407.
Go ahead.
Looks to trash some CMS chip packets. It says quantity 3. There's 6 of them in that 1.0 CTV, and there's no visible serial numbers to match. So just want to make sure this is...
And, Jack, that is my fault. I walked into a teacher's hand over there. Apologies.
I mean, I was the one talking, so I think I walked myself into it, but I appreciate that. I just want to... Line 407, dash 3, CMS chip packet. So I want to confirm that this is what you guys mean by a CMS chip packet. There are no serial numbers or part numbers to match. There are 6 of these things in that 1.0 CTV, so I'm not sure how to... Am I trashing all 6, or if I'm trashing just 3, how do I pick out which 3?
Okay, Jack, we copy your question. We will check on that as well. And while I have you, for that 6th DeWalt battery, you can trash that with the other 5. And then for that other one, the spare tool battery, 1044, could we get a part number? I know we said we didn't need one, but actually we would take it if you have it.
Power tool battery, serial number 1044, part number SEG331113-76-302, barcode 00162661J.
Copy all. You gave us lots of numbers to work with here, so we'll get you an answer on that as well as the secondary question that you had just now. So stand by. Thank you. And Jack, back with you for that 7th spare tool battery. You are go to trash that one as well, and we're still working on an answer for the chip packets.
Happy go to trash the 7th battery. Thanks.
Houston Station on 2 for OCT.
Jessica, go ahead.
I am logged off at 5017. Do you have a go to get that configured for the OCD?
Copy all. We'll put that in work.
Houston Station on 2 for UTS offload.
And Jessica, you are go for the offload.
Okay, copy go. I've got unit A 1516.
Good serial number. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2, put after the Valenia is connected to the offload Yadeve double green hose. And the Yadeve transfer hose is connected to the Yadeve air 3.
Good config, thank you.
Station on 2 for Kermit. All right, that was for Huntsville.
We're with you, Jessica. If you're calling for that go, we're waiting on it. So stand by 1.
Hey.
Jessica Huntsville is back with you on 2.
Go ahead, Huntsville.
Hey, the science teams want to poke around a little bit more on the remote desktop, so you're good to start on time for this activity, but give us those extra few minutes to close things out.
Okay, yeah, no worries, no rush. I've got some tank space later today, so why don't you guys just call me when you're ready?
We'll go. We like that plan.
Airlock Houston on 2 for Jessica, only once you free up.
I'm always free for you, Matt.
Appreciate it, Jessica. Just following up, we don't know of any EVA wipes that are stowed in the airlock. Can you just give us a quick audit of that, and then we'll update IMS?
I honestly don't remember where they were, but I think that previously I've seen them in bag 1034 and standby. And Matt, I can check in 1034 if you want to, but I think that they were there, possibly some other locations, but without just looking randomly, I wouldn't be able to tell you right now. I also had one other question for you. I have one of the cable bags that we used in the previous EVAs, and it was kind of just kept stowed in node 1. I think that, you know, all the other bags, like the strut bags and such, live behind the closeout in the deck area, but there's really not any more room there. It's already bulging out with all the other bags we have. So just wondering if you have another location for that.
And Jessica, yeah, we'll check on that for you, and no need to check that 1034 bag. Appreciate the report.
Okay, thanks.
Station Huntsville on Basic Ground 2 for Jessica Kermit at your convenience.
Huntsville, go ahead on 2.
Jessica, just looking to give you a little bit of flexibility for the rest of your day. The Kermit teardown can be conducted at any point. We're ready for you as long as it is done today. Additionally, some good news. All the checkouts were done successfully, so the combination of the software troubleshooting and your troubleshooting was joy. We're ready for ops in the future with this hardware.
Okay, that's great news. All right, I will get that done by the end of the day for sure. Thank you.
Happy to help.
Tenera lock on 2.
Go ahead.
Yeah, a couple other questions for you. Earlier, I removed the AMS fasteners from the capture block, and I took pictures, measured them, and put them in individual plastic bags. Those were put in the triple jump mesh bag, but then now we've emptied out the triple jump mesh bag, and it never had me do anything with those four fasteners. I know that they were being returned to the ground, so I just need a home for those. They're currently just temp stowed on the wall in the airlock. And then, in addition, we are looking at steps 15.02 with 15.03, and it asks to report all of the serial numbers of the tethers, including the RETs. Usually we just count how many adjustables and RETs there are, so we just wanted to double check that we do need to report all of the actual serial numbers.
Okay, Jessica, we copy both questions. We're checking. We'll get back to you.
Okay, thanks.
Houston, or Bill Jacks on 2, thermal airline scrubber control, safing in 1.2, looking for your go.
Safing is in place, Jack, you are go.
Houston, so I understand this step properly. You guys have turned off throttle 1 power and the overhead 1 RIV, or is that something that you guys did safing for and I have to do?
Yeah, Jack, good question. The safing is complete. We perform those activities from the ground.
Okay, thanks.
It's an airline lock on 2 for more tools, EVA tools questions.
Sophie, we will take more questions. Go ahead.
So I just reported 3 questions or kind of interesting things to note. Actually, 2 questions and 1 comment. In the EVA tools still activity that finishes at 17:05 for me, take your time to enter, but these items are in the meantime temp stowed in the airlock, like crew deployed. So let me know when you have the answers. And let me know also if you can see the crew note.
And so if you copy, once it syncs with the ground, we'll take a look at your crew note and get back to you.
Thanks for that.
You should say stress. So this for step 7.6 of thermal aiming scrubber control.
Jack, go ahead.
This vacuum hose has quite a bit of memory on it, and I have a memory of doing this with Chris, and that there was a particular orientation that it needed to go back on, and there's really 2 options, and one of them was wrong and one of them was right, and I can't remember all that. I'm hoping you guys have some notes about the routing of this hose as it goes back on.
Copy that. We're checking. And, Jack, while we think about that more, you can reference figure 5 scrolling up the procedure for the routing. That might help you as well.
Okay, thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and hose routing.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jack, so we're looking back in logs to see exactly what words we gave you guys last time, but for now, the best piece of advice we can offer is to have both 90-degree ends of the hose face in on each other when you connect them. That way, it'll give you the straightest routing between the length of the hose.
Check. The hose is a bit, it's a bit too long, so when you kind of point them at each other, there a U-bend appears on the station side of the hose to account for the extra length. My kind of recollection is that when Chris did this, he was told that he might not have to remove this hose, and then if I'm remembering right, maybe he said that in the end we should just remove the hose to do the cleaning, so maybe that's why you guys had me remove it in this step to get it destroyed. Maybe the answer in the end was that the routing matters less. You just end up having to disconnect the hose to do this cleaning properly. But I'm not 100% sure that I'm remembering it correctly.
Checking.
And I've got the hose reinstalled now. We're in a good final config if it ends up that the routing doesn't particularly matter. I'll just stand by for what you guys think.
Okay, Jack, back with you. First thing is good news. We like the routing as is. We're in a good config, but we did have a couple follow-up questions. Just in general, how did you get it to reconnect? And secondly, if disconnecting the other connector would have helped, we'd love your feedback on that. If we understand that you only connected the one. Is that correct?
Both ends of the hose are currently connected. I'll have to read back through the procedure to see if I missed something, but I thought I was only disconnecting the side on the scrubber side. I didn't actually disconnect the station side of the hose, and that was just disconnecting one side was sufficient to get into the vents for the cleaning. And as for the specific routing, I'll just take some pictures. I think that'll be easier than trying to describe what's going on here.
Copy all, and I may have misspoke there. The procedure did only have you disconnect the one, so you did it correctly. We were just wondering if it had you disconnect two, would that make the routing be easier going forward in the future?
No, I don't think so. Wait a second, I think. I don't think disconnecting both sides is going to be needed to do the type of cleaning that we asked to do. The procedure asks us to disconnect the side that's on the scrubber, and that access is really quite difficult because of the proximity to the water supply line hoses, and the connection on the station side looks much easier to access. So if I had to choose one in the future, I might choose the one on the station side. But as you'll see in the pictures, that's where the kind of U-bend that's soaking up the extra length of the hose is, so there might actually be quite a bit of side load trying to get that off in the future.
Okay, Jack, that is great input. We'll take those notes going forward and appreciate the pictures.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2-4, Jack, and this is Sarah Venkling. Copy, Jack, we're with you. Just letting you know that when you are working through the procedure, the door to power LED is going to be burnt out, we're tracking. So instead of 4.3, if you don't see it illuminate, there's no issues there. Copy, okay. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2-4, Jack, at your convenience for Mochi follow-up.
Okay.
Hey, Jack, just one last follow-up from Mochi. If you could give us a rough estimate, either in a crew note or if you want to give us a report now, about how much dust or debris had accumulated on the Mochi vents. We scheduled this vent cleaning a bit further out than our normal cadence, and so we're curious if there was any increased accumulation.
Yeah, there was almost none on there. It might be a case that people are hitting it on the weekly cleaning anyway, so I think that's happening. So that's probably why there wasn't very much dust accumulation on there at all.
Copy on. Good data points. Thank you very much.
Houston Station Jax on the Deuce. 4, go 854 to power up TS.
On the Deuce, you are go per 8.4. Chasing is in place.
1-8-4.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and Cygnus Stowage.
Station with you on 2, looking for, are we on 3 or 4 for OTC tonight?
And Jack, we'll meet you on Space to Ground 4 for OTC 2.
On the Quattro.
Houston Station, Jack's on the Deuce. I think you called earlier about Cygnus Stowage.
Hey, Jack, yes, we did. Answering your question for step 407, all six CMS chips are go to trash. If you're going to do that right now, great. If not, we can add it to the Cygnus stowage ops tomorrow. Your call.
I'm going to do it now. I still got the bag sitting out and open in PMS, so I will sort that now.
Perfect. Thank you so much.